Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Kathleen Adair, A-D-A-I-R, Crane, C-R-A-N-E. Address is P.O. Box 643, Paradise, California, 95967. Phone 530-228-5677. Date of birth is 9-2-1961. ID is XXXXX7575. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Walmart in Chico. It is addressed to Stephen C. Gawthrop, G-A-W-T-H-R-O-P, P-A-C, Adventist Health Paradise Skyway, Rural Health Clinic, 5125 Skyway, Paradise, California, below Stephen Gawthrop, it should say Dr. P-A-R-V-I-Z, S-A-G-H-E-B, and the last name is T-A-L-E-B-I-M-D. The clinical indication is symptoms of episodic and recurrent vertigo, subparagraph, history of 3 episodes of loss of consciousness. History of current symptoms following surgical intervention for treatment of ascending aortic aneurysm and bicuspid aortic valve. History of nicotine use disorder with adverse reaction to, quote, vaping, unquote. Opioid dependence, findings of pulmonary hypertension, restless leg syndrome, list these all vertically, obesity, symptoms of daytime somnolence, depression, fibromyalgia, dyslipidemia, change in memory, pulmonary hypertension, findings of respiratory insufficiency, previous problems, endometriosis. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Kathleen Crane for neurological evaluation, new paragraph. She was seen today accompanied by her daughter, who is very supportive of her clinical symptoms, difficulties, and ongoing care. New paragraph. She gave an additional history of risk for venous thrombosis and embolism. New paragraph. She reported the timing of her probable ischemic cerebral infarction. New paragraph. She is currently non-compliant in treatment of her obstructive sleep apnea. New paragraph, she was found to have abnormal pulmonary function studies. New paragraph. She reports having stopped CPAP therapy. Historically, her symptoms of lightheadedness and dizziness have occurred since this. She stopped treatment. New paragraph, she was found to have a lacunar infarction in the left centrum semi-ovale and some ischemic microvascular changes. No hydrocephalus. New paragraph. Her clinical examination today does not demonstrate symptoms of tremor or inducible rigidity to suggest underlying Parkinsonism, producing any ataxia or falls. New paragraph. She did give an important history of previous testing as a young adult for positive rheumatoid factor. That by her report returned to normal. There's a question of family history of thyroid disease, Hashimoto's, new paragraph. She recently quit her job working as an accountant due to confusion that she experiences at work, new paragraph. In consideration of her clinical history and presentation, the information that we have, it would appear that she's at risk for a chronic encephalopathy as a consequence of having obstructive sleep apnea that is untreated. New paragraph. She also has a history of pulmonary disease where...
You want to go home?
This has to be done.
Okay, we'll just... What do you want?
I'm just checking to see how you're coming.
Where there may be risk factors for recurrent venous thrombosis, producing her pulmonary insufficiency. New paragraph. Today, following our extended discussion of her clinical history and problems, I'm referring her back to Enloe Home Health with her CPAP unit so that she can be reinitiated on CPAP therapy and assisted in adjustment of the use of her equipment to treat her sleep apnea. New paragraph. We will obtain a diagnostic electroencephalogram. Since her recurrent episodes of dizziness are somewhat stereotypical in nature, new paragraph, laboratory testing for cardio and cerebrovascular disease risk, underlying vascular inflammation, thrombosis risk, thyroid function and antibody testing, and a drug screen will be completed. New paragraph. She will complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires. And we will consider further evaluation with advanced brain imaging when she returns. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report then, period.